USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
For the second time in as many weeks, President Biden has tested positive for COVID-19. He just left isolation this week following a first positive test and his antiviral treatment. The White House says it is a rare rebound case and that the president has experienced no reemergence of symptoms and continues to feel quite well. Biden will re-enter isolation for at least 5 days. State senators in Indiana approve a near-total ban on abortion by a single vote in a rare Saturday session. The bill includes an exception for rape and incest cases if the pregnancy is less than 8 weeks post-fertilization or 12 weeks if the person is younger than 16 years old. A notarized affidavit attesting to the attack would be required in either instance. The legislation now moves to the State House. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Residents in eastern Kentucky are continuing to clean up after devastating flooding. As of Saturday morning, at least 25 people, including 4 children, were killed after storms left at least 8 inches of rain over a 48-hour period. Governor Andy Beshear says search and rescue missions are continuing. He's warning people that the number of victims could increase.
From everything we've seen, we may be updating a count of how many we lost for the next several weeks.
President Biden made a disaster declaration that allows more than a dozen Kentucky counties to receive federal disaster relief. After warning House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to stay away from Taiwan, China's ruling Communist Party announced it was conducting what it called live fire exercises opposite the Taiwanese coast. Beijing has long claimed the island democracy as part of its territory. The one-sentence announcement gave no indication whether the exercise might include missiles, fighter planes, or other weapons. Pelosi has not confirmed whether she would go to Taiwan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Officials in Spain want prison time and more in a tax case against an international pop star over taxes.
Prosecutors in singer Shakira's ongoing criminal tax fraud case told the court that the Colombian superstar should face an 8-year and 2-month sentence if convicted of tax fraud. Among with a lengthy prison stay, prosecutors also urged a 20 million euro fine. Shakira is being charged with failing to pay the government 14.5 million euros in taxes between the years 2012 and 2014. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Earlier this year, Larry Arnn, the president of Hillsdale College in Michigan, answered the call of Tennessee Governor Bill Lee for more charter schools in his state. He said he would launch 50 of them. 6 months later, Lee has distanced himself from Arnn after he said that teachers are trained in the dumbest parts of the dumbest colleges. He made the comment in front of an audience that included Lee, who is known as an advocate for charter schools and school vouchers. So far, 3 applications for 3 Hillsdale-related charter schools have been rejected. A special election in September in Chapin, South Carolina, for an open seat on the town council will be decided by write-in votes. That's because no one filed their candidacy by the noon Friday deadline. Online at usaradio.com, I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.